Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, yesterday we were reading out a text about the availability of mistletoe, and it was Richie and Talla was saying, can't find the stuff anywhere at all. Well, Marion Kyo is a garden designer. She was listening, and she knows things about these sort of matters. Marion, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, Oliver?
Not
nice
so
to talk
bad
to you.
Lovely to talk to you. Where you're a garden designer. Where do you work, by the way? Do you work all over the country?
Yeah, I can do, but I'm going to charge more to travel outside Dublin.
You're based in Dublin.
I'm based in Dublin. I'm in Dublin 6 in the beautiful leafy suburb of Ranelagh.
Still leafy.
Live here.
They haven't cut down the trees.
Well, no, they haven't cut them down, but some of them have been knocked down by silly people in lorries and stuff like that doing deliveries and stuff.
Oh my goodness, let's not get into that now. simple question, is there still mistletoe around in this country?
Yes, there is. So number one, stop looking at your phones when you're out for a walk. Number two, look up and you might see some mistletoe. Okay. And at this time of the year, you can see it quite easily wherever it is because the leaves have fallen off the trees.
Yeah.
And then every so often, you might see this funny looking clump in a tree.
Oh.
And you go, what is that? Is that a nest? And as you get a bit closer, you look under and you might be lucky that it is a clump of mistletoe. Now, it's not everywhere and it's... So the funny thing about this love plant, right, is that it's actually a parasite or a semi-parasite, which doesn't say a lot for love. But anyway, let's kind of move on.
So mistletoe, it always requires a tree, does it, to grow on? It's never going to be a bush on its own.
No. It needs to grow off a host tree.
Right.
So I guess, so I think the two of them are, in love with each other.
There's some nice term for that though, isn't there? The plants that need to grow on other plants. Is it epiphyte or something? Is that?
Some of them can be an epiphyte.
Like
orchids
ivy.
Are epiphytes.
Oh, orchids.
Ivy, no. An ivy is a standalone, just crawly, creepy. It goes everywhere. Orchids are also like in the wild in hot countries that they grow off trees.
Are there
as
particular
well?
So, trees we should look out for where mistletoe seems to prefer?
I'm not 100% sure. So I'm a garden designer, not a horticulturist.
Yeah.
So I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think so because I tend to look up at these things a lot. That's because I'm a nerd with these sort of things.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
So there are two locations that I definitely know of that have a lot of mistletoe. One is the Botanic Gardens in Dublin and in Glasnevin. And then another is actually also around where the Botanic Gardens of Trinity College are in Palmerston Park in Dublin 6, which is not that far from where I live. And basically, so this is a word of warning to the nation, to whomever is listening, do not go with your secretaries to go and pick
leave it alone, for God's sake.
Have
your little snog under it and then move on.
This is the thing. So if you then look at these trees with a different kind of mindset, go out for your walk. Don't be looking down at your phone. Look up and see where you find a bit of mistletoe on a tree. Go for the walk with somebody you love or like or, want to love. And stand under the tree and give them a kiss under that mistletoe. Leave it in situ. Don't be bringing it home. And also, please don't go out and buy plastic mistletoe.
No.
Don't do that. Just go out for the walk and stand under a tree and give somebody a kiss.
Will it have the signature berries on it this time of the year, the white berry that you see in the images? It does.
It does. So it has the berries at this time of year that don't form earlier in the year. But when you are looking for these plants, as I do tend to see them in certain parks. So if they're in a cluster in somewhere like the Botanic Gardens, what happens is then that in the trees in the surrounding neighbourhood, you'll see bits and pieces. And the same down in around Palmerston Park, there are some streets that some of their trees have bits of mistletoe hanging off them as well. And if you're lucky enough, lucky is maybe the wrong word, if there's a big storm, and then some of that mistletoe will dislodge and fall on the ground.
Aha.
Then you can take it home with you, but don't be climbing. Don't climb trees to pick out the mistletoe.
No, nobody's going to. People are grown ups now. They know, surely, at this stage. Is it native? Do we know? Is mistletoe native to these shores?
It's not. No, it's not. I'm not sure where it came from. It has. I did a quick Google search on it, as you always do. And it's called, in Irish, it's called Druilus, which is a lovely name.
Oh.
But it's also got another name, which is Su Darach. And Su is the, S-U Fada is the Irish for berry. Yeah. And Darach would be a derivative of Dar, which is an oak tree.
The oak, yeah.
So, yeah, I know there's a whole kind of druidy thing attached to druids would have taken it down and they would have done lots of pagan stuff. And, I'm sure there's some kind of medicinal aspects to mistletoe as well. But certainly, anyway, that I think because I'm not quite sure where the sort of love potion aspect of, or the love association, not necessarily potion. Don't be drinking this stuff either. Don't eat it. So I'm always very careful. No. When you say anything,
I feel like
on the
you have
radio,
to say these things, don't you? Don't eat mistletoe. Are we really at that level?
Exactly. But if you see birds eating it, that's okay.
They spread it around. That's how
exactly.
It gets.
Exactly. That's one of the ways it gets dispersed, by seed dispersal by birds.
Very good. Mistletoe is quite rare, says a texter. It's very rare in Ireland, not really found here. It's beginning to grow here, but it's really still very uncommon. And Damien tells us the lime tree is one of the main hosts that he discovers. And someone says, also like you, leave the mistletoe alone is one of them.
Yeah, stand under it, lie down under it, look up at it,
Holly and
admire it.
I see red berries in holly at the moment. I presume the weather, kind of a nice sunny spring is important for that. And it needs to be beside a female plant or so on, doesn't it, the holly tree?
I think so, yeah. And actually what I'm seeing as well an awful lot at the moment are the birds are just going mad for the berries at the moment and lots of other berries and other plants. And big fat blackbirds and robins at the moment. It's gorgeous. It's lovely. I love this time of year. Winter is fantastic.
You think the gardens are all dead and nothing's happening, but it's the opposite.
Yeah, they're sleeping. They're thinking about the next year and they're reflecting back on what they did this year. And, and we should be doing that as well. It's a really good time of year just to take stock and just breathe out, just look up at those beautiful trees. It's kind of easier to identify trees without their leaves on them as well. They've got beautiful shapes to them,
You're right. Yeah. Particularly the oak trees. Marion, I could listen to you. You're like a kind of meditation that you're giving us.
I am. I'm fabulous, Oliver. You should have me on again.
Will it harm the holly trees if you kind of go at it with your secateurs to take some branches in for over the pictures?
No, what you're doing is you're pruning it. You're making it grow more. So pick off bits off it now is good. And try and bring all that greenery into the house and it's great if you go again for a walk and you see bits of trees, larch trees or birch trees that have fallen on the ground and you pick them up and then you look at all their little catkins or you look at the algae, different colours on them. Bring them into the house. In my little office down the bottom of my garden, I've got loads of bits of seed heads and stuff. And it really inspires me in those cold winter months. I look at them and there's a warmth to them, and it kind of really connects you back to nature in a lovely way. Yeah. So
somebody's on to us to say they've just left the Botanic Gardens in Dublin, the cafe, and the Botanic Gardens have a bunch of mistletoe sitting outside for anyone who wants to take it.
Oh my God, I'll be up there fast.
That's much smarter now than encouraging anyone to go near trees. It's like it's just sitting there. The people who know stuff have put it out.
That's the thing. And also, if you see the height of those trees, they've got some ash trees. They're lucky their ash trees are still in pretty good nick. Yeah, Fraxinus excelsior is its name in Latin. Excelsior means it right up to the heavens, the most beautiful trees. But anyway, so their ash trees and birch trees also have massive clumps of mistletoe up there, but there's no way you'd get to them, so that's why you have to wait for the high winds to dislodge them.
You know these things. What will you have on your table piece for Christmas? What kind of greenery and nice things will you stick in there?
Well, I'm going to have a turkey that my 21-year-old is going to be cooking. So, But I will probably just go out to my garden and pick a bit of ivy and just kind of trail that through the middle of the To be honest with you, I always put all these beautiful things in bits of my corkscrew hazel and just interesting little bits. Yeah, or maybe a bit of Mahonia flowers because they smell beautiful as well. Or the other one as well is Sarcococca confusa, which is a Christmas box. And that actually has a little tiny white flower that flowers in January and the scent is like jasmine in your garden. It's gorgeous. But yeah, so I might have that. But then again, you see, we have so much food on the table, it all gets in the way and then we're like,
it's important.
Get rid of all the greenery,
sure,
we've got to eat.
Marion Keogh, thank you so much for rounding off the programme for us today. And Nulla Conna.
Nulla Conna Hutcha.
Have a great time. Have a great time. Thanks to everyone and to all our guests and all the messages come in. I'll be back here on Monday. Enjoy your wine down. The News at One is coming up next with Rachel English. Have a lovely weekend, everybody. Sláinte fó.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.